USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is scheduled to visit El Paso this afternoon, where he'll meet with first responders and others impacted by the weekend mass shooting there that killed 22 people. Then he'll go to Dayton, Ohio, where hours later another massacre happened, leaving 9 people dead. In El Paso, Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar says she won't meet with Trump when he visits because she says he's neglected to apologize for using what she claims is racist rhetoric.
Words have consequences, and the words that he's used to dehumanize us, to dehumanize communities like mine, to dehumanize immigrants, they have a consequence, and they provide fuel for people who already are bigoted.
A federal judge keeping a block in place on 3 Arkansas abortion laws. And this is USA Radio News.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for 2 MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police say as many as 20 people were injured in a chaotic scene in Times Square last night as tourists and New Yorkers alike heard what they thought was gunfire, and they started running for their lives. The injuries described as minor. The noise turned out to be a motorcycle backfiring, but people were on edge, probably from the recent mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton. Author Toni Morrison, dead at 88, known for novels such as Beloved and Song of Solomon. She was the first black woman to receive the Nobel Literature Prize. Oprah Winfrey says of her,
her sense of confidence and self-assuredness and nobility is what impressed me the most.
Xbox gamers are playing again, but an outage kept them on the sidelines for almost 10 hours. Just before 5 p.m. Eastern time yesterday, the outage began. That problem lasted until almost 2 a.m. today Eastern time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another successful launch of a spacecraft by SpaceX. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The MS-17 communications satellite for the Israeli company Spacecom launched from Florida despite unfavorable weather. The Falcon 9 rocket lifted off at 7:23, a half an hour later than originally scheduled due to earlier rain and clouds in the area. It was launched from Cape Canaveral. Spacecom calls the MS-17 the most advanced satellite designed for Africa. It also will cover parts of Europe and the Middle East. The Israeli satellite, which was built by Boeing, deployed into orbit about 31 minutes after liftoff. On Thursday, the neighboring Launch Complex 41 is set up for an early morning launch, carrying a U.S. Air Force communications satellite atop a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the legal battle over the estate of the late Aretha Franklin has not come to an end yet. At a hearing in Michigan yesterday, a judge placed the Queen of Soul's estate under court-supervised administration and agreed to let a handwriting expert examine 3 wills supposedly left behind by the singer after her death nearly a year ago. Her 4 sons have already split $350,000 amongst themselves. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.